Super Bowl, sort of about football. It's really about commercials. It's about Taylor Swift, and it's about Super Bowl parties. And if we work in some football conversation here, all the better. Mike Felder, at In the Bleachers on Twitter, SiriusXM, It's Felder, the Substack. You should check it out because we are going to talk food first and foremost. I am making chili and pizza for Sunday. Very basic. What's on your Super Bowl party menu?
I'm making dip. I'm going to make my mom's dip, and that's it. It's just going to be the three of us.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm happy. And wings. I'm doing wings, too.
All right. Dip. What is the dip?
I can't give you the real recipe because my mom would kill me, but it's basically, you know, some cream cheese, a little bit of cheddar, some jalapenos.
Oh, you can just give me, what the flavor is. You don't have to give me the whole, I don't need the details.
Ground beef, cheese, a little bit of milk, the whole deal, and then you season it up how you like it, and you do that with, my wife's going to use the hint of lime chips. I will not be using those because I do think they suck.
Yeah.
And
I'm with you. They're a gimmick. They're a gimmick.
Thank you. So many people I don't like them. I do not like them. And so I'm gonna go ahead and use just a classic restaurant style tortilla chip.
Perfect. I want the flavor to be in the dip or the salsa or whatever you're dipping it into. Exactly, because then you're just wasting chip.
Yeah, so I do that. But the reason I'm not cooking anything like heavy, like chili, is we're going out for my mom's birthday. So,
okay,
we're doing mom's birthday, and then after my mom's birthday, we're gonna come home and we're gonna do Super Bowl. So that's our whole thing.
All right, I'm gonna tell you something, and I know how you feel about this. We are probably going to do chicken wings in the air fryer. Don't hate me. I know you hate. What?
I don't. I don't.
Okay.
I just am not going to do an air fryer myself. That's a different thing. The same thing with crock pot. I'm not going to do it. I'm not upset with anybody for doing it. I understand it makes things a lot easier. I'm just not going to do it.
We have done wings with like in a deep fryer, but man, like disposing the oil sucks.
Yeah. You don't got woods behind your house?
Oh, we have plenty of those. I guess
there,
we could
there
do
you
that.
Go.
I hadn't thought about that. Yeah, I can't believe it. We throw a lot of stuff in the woods, but just not that.
You put your Christmas tree back there.
We burn it.
Yeah.
We burn the Christmas tree. We throw it on a big pile and burn it. But because we live out in the country. So I have
said. I'm just saying, that grease can go back there.
All right, well, now, then maybe we'll do that.
And I like the way my house smells after I fry wings.
Do you have a secret or something? Do you flour them? What do you do?
No, I don't know. For these wings, we're gonna do classic wings. Like, I'm going to do a small batch of, like, buffalo wings. I'm going to use, shout out to North Carolina, I'm going to use Texas Pete. And a little butter, a little Texas Pete, get that whipped in there. I throw a little bit of sriracha in there, but boom, 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 and then toss them in there, and we're done.
What is the biggest mistake people make when they do a Super Bowl party?
Trying to coordinate. Everything should just be ready and out. Like, you can't, like, I know a lot of folks try to do like a thing by the quarter, but like, that's too much. If you care about football, it's too much. Right. If you don't care about the football, then that makes sense. But like, having a different drink each quarter, or having a different like dip or a different different dish each quarter, like, that's too much because we're focused in. Like, this is the first Super Bowl I've been super excited about in a while.
Why?
I just haven't been, like, I haven't had the time, for one thing. And two, like, my kid's old enough to, like, experience it with
me. Okay, cool.
So this is going to be, like, this is her first Super Bowl. This is the first Super Bowl she's going to remember. And so I want to make sure, like, I remember when I was a kid how big the Super Bowl was to my dad and his friends. And I just want us to have this as, like, a family, like, the three of us, like, enjoying it together. Maybe one of our neighbors comes over. Like, not like we don't have to go anywhere.
Right.
It's going to be at my house. It's just my neighbors might come over, and that's fine. But this is our first Super Bowl she's going to remember. And I'm also super pumped. And I know, let's talk. You know what? Let's talk about the football now, Gold. Let's talk about it.
All right. Let me get one more thing in before I get to football, because I do want to ask you about football. Is she into the Taylor Swift element here, or doesn't care at all?
Has no idea. Doesn't know.
Really?
She's like Mariah Carey. She's like, I do not know her. Like, she has no clue. Like, my daughter is 5. She just learned about Pokemon and Paw Patrol in the last month.
Gotcha.
Taylor Swift is completely off the radar.
Yes. No, you're good point.
I'm trying my best.
Good point. Do you care about Taylor Swift?
No, okay. I don't. But hey, don't come for me. I understand.
That is fine.
She's an icon to people. I don't want people. I don't need the tweets. I get it.
It's fine.
I like Beyonce more, but it's fine.
That's also okay. At In the Bleachers. All right. From a football angle. What?
No, I don't say that.
It's on the screen already, Mike, and I already gave it. No, you're not hating on Taylor Swift by saying you like Beyonce better.
Okay, I don't, like, we had, there's a whole, I just don't want them to be, like, mad at me.
This is hysterical to me. Just because I say one thing is great, like, before we get to football. So last night, the Hurricanes won a hockey game.
Yeah.
And a guy had 3 goals. Martin Nature scored 3 goals. He had a hat trick in the first period. And I did not believe, even scoring 3 goals, that he was one of the best 3 players in the game. I didn't say that he sucked. I just, I had 3 players in the game that I thought were better. So I chose them as my 3 stars. And people are coming for me, which I kind of dig. So, but I didn't say he was bad. I just said these other players played better. He just happened to score 3 goals. Sometimes
the
sunshine. Exactly.
You and I are on the same page.
Michael Felder is joining us here at In the Bleachers on Twitter. Big Beyonce fan. All right. So what is it about this game, this matchup, that fascinates you?
Because I think what we're seeing, and this is something, and I was talking to my dad about this. I went to breakfast with my dad and my little brother, and I was talking to my dad about it, and he was just like, yeah, it's kind of like the Chiefs and the 49ers right now, they're the closest thing we have to the Cowboys and the Steelers.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Two teams that should never play each other, except they play each other in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You built a rivalry on Super Bowl. You built a rivalry on greatness. You built a rivalry on being the best. And I think that I find that to be endearing. I find it to be... to me, I find it to be aspirational, if we're being honest. Like, the Cowboys in the 90s didn't have this.
No, the Cowboys in the 90s, it didn't matter who they were playing in the Super Bowl, right?
Right, it's half Bills, and then it's whoever else. And the Packers in the 90s didn't go to the Super Bowl nearly enough. And then the Broncos in the 90s to the 2000s, they didn't go to the Super Bowl nearly enough. And then the Patriots, I guess the Patriots and Giants is the closest thing that we've had to this.
That was just 2.
That's just 2. But I like it. I like this. And it's exciting and it's fun and it's... I'm not worn out on the Chiefs. I'm not worn out on the 49ers. And I love that this is great on great. And we can talk about it in college football terms when we talk about Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, whatever. And I like this. I want to see this. I don't want to see a fluke title. I want to see teams that show up every single year and get the job done. And I'll say this, and I will be selfish with this one, Gold. I'll be selfish. I've been a Brock Purdy fan since 2018.
Wow.
So I think the 49ers are going to win.
Wow.
I'm thinking. I know you were going to ask me anyways. Why don't I just put it out there?
No, here's the thing about it. You are now the second person that we have talked to in 2 weeks. That's it. In 2 weeks that has picked the 49ers. Alex Highsmith, who played his college football at Charlotte and is now a linebacker with the Steelers. He's a Wilmington kid. We talked to him earlier today. Every other person we have talked to.
Chiefs.
I'm not betting against Patrick Mahomes. Everybody is terrified of being wrong because Mahomes is so historically good.
He's great. I love him. I love Mahomes. But Mahomes does not have Deebo Samuels. He doesn't have, and I'll save this one for last, but he doesn't have Deebo, doesn't have Brandon Ayuk. He does not have Juwan Jennings. And then this is the thing that I think is going to be a big deal is George Kittle. Because I think Kittle is tired. I think he's tired.
Really?
I'm hearing about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. I think he's tired. I think Kittle might have the game of a lifetime on Sunday.
There's an interesting prop bet. Kittle and Kelce combined receptions, 12 and a half. And I think that is a gimme over.
Yeah, that's low. They're going to go over. I think one of them might have more just that.
Well, Kelce had 11 in the AFC Championship game. Kittle only caught two.
But I think Kittle's going to go. I think he's going to go full sicko mode.
They used him as basically as an offensive tackle in that game. He rarely ran pass patterns.
Here's the thing. I went back and watched a bunch of Kittle, and I'm actually about to. I literally, when you called, I was one step away from posting their newsletter for the play today.
All right,
but the way they use him on the seam with, and by the way, I didn't even mention Christian McCaffrey.
Right.
So the way they use him and Christian McCaffrey together, it makes a safety have to make a choice. And there are several times, and one of the things I'm going to throw up on the Substack, where the safety goes immediately because they know they got a pressure, so the safety goes immediately to McCaffrey. Kittle's wide open.
Right.
Purdy hasn't hit him every time because Purdy's looking the other way because he knows he got to throw away from that blitz. But I think Kittle's going to have a huge game. I think Kittle's going to be super important. And then you throw in Christian McCaffrey. And it's scary that they can line up and to praise it for everybody. I know we got to be quick, but
no, we're good.
If they line up in 11 personnel with just Kittle and McCaffrey, one tight end, one running back, that's what 11 personnel is. If they line up in that, they could still go to empty set with no inline tight end. And now all of a sudden you've got base people for the defense, Chiefs base people. And I love Willie Gay. I love him. I think he's fantastic. But man, if you're in base people and you're the one that's got to walk out on Christian McCaffrey, dead man walking.
Here's the thing about McCaffrey. Mike Felder is joining us at In the Bleachers on Twitter. Get the Substack. You get all the football stuff. It's called It's Felder. Part of me wonders why, and I thought this when McCaffrey was with the Panthers.
Yeah.
Why he has not incorporated more in natural pass patterns. Like, San Francisco seems to use him almost exclusively as a safety valve. All right, none of our receivers or tight ends are open, so let's just dump it out here in the flat. I wish Kyle Shanahan, like I'm telling him how to do his job, I wish that Shanahan would use him more in pass patterns because he can do everything there is to do on a football field.
He can, and I think it's just this, like, marriage to a system. And I've gotten frustrated as well because – I see Andy Reid use, what is it, Pacheco?
Yes.
He uses him in a lot of different ways. And before he was completely unreliable, he used Kadarius Toney that way too, which that's another story for another day. Goodness gracious.
He thinks he's the number one receiver.
Yeah, and hey, man, you know what? If you're going to be the number one receiver, you know what you have to do? Catch the ball.
That would be the first requirement, I think, right?
Like, step one, catch the ball. Like, what are we doing? We're Brian. One, you got to catch the ball. Two, got to run the route. Like, it's like, but no, I think McCaffrey is super dangerous. I also think that because they know they can win without him being that, I think that what I expect to see more of him in this game. And that's something I think is a coaching thing where right. the coach is like, I don't have to use it, so I'm not going to. And then when he does know he has to use it, I think that's when you see it get pulled out. And again, watching him when they played the Chargers, we saw McCaffrey immediate outs. We saw McCaffrey on the circle route. We saw him on an angle. We saw those things. And this is going back to the regular season, not just in the playoffs. Like, we saw him on those things. And so I think it's a matter of, okay, we've got to do this, but I don't want to put it out there. And there are two different types of coaches. There are coaches that are like Matt Campbell or even Nick Saban, where they hide stuff and they just don't show you anything. And there's coaches that are like Steve Sarkisian or coaches that are like Lane Kiffin. And I'm just using these as kind of archetypes.
Mm-hmm.
Not the best or the worst, but it's just these are the guys that come to my mind immediately. Some coaches hide stuff, those guys. But Kiffin, Sark, what they do is they show you so many things that you have to practice all of them, and then you don't know what's going to happen. And I think that what we're looking at with the 49ers is a staff that wants to hide stuff. And we're going to see players we've never seen before
right.
on Sunday. And that's the part that's going to be interesting, how that works. Same thing with Harbaugh. Harbaugh, they came out with a completely different game plan. They ran Donovan Edwards more than we'd expected when they won a national championship. And when they beat Alabama, then got to win a national championship. So that's the part I think that's interesting with respect to coaching.
All right, final thing before we let Mike Felder go. At In the Bleachers on Twitter, he has picked San Francisco. One of two people we have spoken to in like the last 10 days that have picked the 49ers. You and Alex Highsmith are on the same team in that regard. Hey, my wife is a 49ers fan. She's all about it. I have no dog in the fight other than I would love to see my wife smile at the end of the game. Providing, of course, that she's still
awake.
That's
all we ever want, anyway. That's all we ever want.
That is true. In my house, I'm Team Aileen.
Yeah.
Purdy as a quarterback.
I love him.
Cam Newton called him a game manager. I never looked at that as a negative comment. But I've heard a lot of people say, no, he's a lot more than that. And what? How was he the last pick overall?
Because he played at Iowa State. How many Iowa State games have you watched?
Not that many.
Right. Yeah. Same with everyone else.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this. There are multiple videos of me saying that Brock Purdy should be a first round pick. I said that in 2018, 2019.
Wow.
I like this kid a lot.
All right.
I think he's awesome. I think he's got skills. It was when he was on the team with David Montgomery, Charlie Kohler, and they had, what is it, Lazard or whatever, the wide receiver?
Yeah.
Like, they had skill. They had guys. It's the year that Matt Campbell was supposed to probably end up at USC. I like Brock Purdy a ton. I think he is incredibly talented. I think he can be the future of this franchise. I think he is. God, no, that's a negative. I can't say that. I was almost going to call him a plussed up Kirk Cousins, but like he's way better than that.
Yeah.
In my eyes.
No, I think he's a playmaker. To go into the
He can move.
Yes, the championship game. He played the game that Lamar Jackson needed to play, and if Lamar had done that, I wouldn't have been surprised if we would have seen Baltimore here and not Kansas City. Jackson stayed in the pocket, and they tried to beat Kansas City strictly from the pocket. And part of that is Kansas City tried to keep him there. But there was a hesitation on the part of Jackson.
The game plan that the Ravens brought into that game got them beat off the bus.
I don't understand. They didn't run the ball, and they didn't make Lamar dynamic.
Sense. Six carries from your running backs.
This is ridiculous. It's totally, totally ridiculous. All right. Happy birthday to your mom, Mike Felder. And I hope your daughter enjoys the game and she will pay no attention to when the camera turns to Taylor Swift.
It's all good.
30 times.
She won't even know it's a thing. So we're going to be ready to rock and roll. Thank you so much, Gold. You guys take it easy. All right. Peace.